2026 Giance Deposit Return, Guarantee, Premium Support Application Guide. The 2026 Giance Deposit Return Guarantee Premium Support Program reimburses eligible tenants without a home for premiums they have already paid, up to KRW 400,000. Applicants must confirm that they have a valid guarantee and meet the income and deposit requirements before applying in accordance with the notice issued by their local government. Confirm that your HUG, HF, or SGI Giance Deposit Return Guarantee is valid as of the application date. Confirm that you meet all requirements, including a rental deposit of at most KRW 300 million, not owning a home, and the annual income threshold for your applicant type. Prepare the documents required by the local government, including the guarantee certificate, proof of premium payment, lease agreement, and proof of income and marriage. Check the 2026 notice from the local government where you reside for the application period, remaining budget, and online or in-person application channels. Apply through the designated official channel and check for requests for supplementary documents and the payment result. The Rental Deposit Return Guarantee Fee Subsidy is a program under which local governments reimburse all or part of the guarantee fee initially paid by tenants when enrolling in a return guarantee from HUG, HF, or SGI. Applicants in 2026 must first confirm that the guarantee remains valid and that they meet the income and housing requirements. Then check whether their local government is currently accepting applications under its program for that year. The subsidy cap is KRW 400,000, but not every applicant receives KRW 400,000. The actual payment varies depending on the applicant category, the guarantee fee actually paid, and the results of the local government's review. 1 minute check before applying. First, check whether all of the following apply. The rental deposit return guarantee remains valid as of the application date. The guarantee provider is one of HUG Korea Housing and AMP, Urban Guarantee Corporation, HF Korea Housing Finance Corporation, or SGI Seoul Guarantee. The rental deposit is at most KRW 300 million. The applicant does not own a home. The applicant's annual income is at most the threshold applicable to the applicant category. The guarantee fee was actually paid, and proof of payment is available. The applicant has not received duplicate assistance for the same guarantee fee from another institution or local government. The applicant's local government is accepting applications for the 2026 program and has funds remaining. The specific age range for young applicants and the qualifying period for newlyweds must be checked in the official notice. This is because local governments may specify the age calculation date, length of marriage, and required documents under their ordinances or detailed guidelines. Income thresholds and subsidy amounts by applicant category. Applicant category, annual income threshold guarantee fee subsidy method. Young applicant at most KRW 50 million full amount of the guarantee fee actually paid, up to KRW 400,000. Non-young applicant at most KRW 60 million 90% of the guarantee fee actually paid, up to KRW 400,000. Newlyweds, combined spousal income of at most KRW 75 million full amount of the guarantee fee actually paid, up to KRW 400,000 for married applicants. Whether spouses' incomes are combined is important. Applicants must follow the relevant local government's 2026 notice regarding which tax year's income data is used, and which certificate of facts must be submitted when there is no income. Calculating the expected subsidy, the subsidy can be calculated as follows. Young applicants and newlyweds. The lower of the guarantee fee actually paid and KRW 400,000 non-young applicants. The lower of guarantee fee actually paid times 90% and KRW 400,000 category, guarantee fee paid calculation, result expected subsidy young applicant or newlyweds, KRW 320,000 full amount is. Within the cap KRW 320,000 young applicant or newlyweds KRW 500,000 KRW 400,000. 000 cap applies KRW 400. 000 non-young applicant KRW 300. 000 KRW 300. 000 times 90% KRW 270. 000 non-young applicant KRW 500. 000 KRW 450. 000. But the cap applies KRW 400. 000. These calculations are examples intended to explain how the program works. The final subsidy is determined after the local government reviews the guarantee fee payment records and the applicant category. Application documents to prepare forms and document validity periods may vary by local government, but the following materials are generally required. Document purpose of verification points to note when preparing at rental deposit return guarantee certificate, verify the guarantee provider, covered property, and validity period. Confirm that the guarantee remains valid as of the application date. Proof of guarantee fee payment, verify the amount actually paid if the amount paid is not shown on the guarantee certificate. Prepare a receipt or separate payment confirmation. Copy of the lease agreement, verify the tenant, address, and deposit. Check the notice to determine whether a fixed date stamp or lease renewal history is required. Full certificate of registered real estate matters. Verify the rented home and ownership relationship. Check whether the local government will retrieve it directly or whether the applicant must submit it. Resident registration certificate. Verify the address and household information. Check the scope of resident registration number disclosure and recent issuance requirements. Income documents, such as a certificate of income amount. Review the annual income threshold. Check whether documents for both the applicant and spouse are required. Marriage relationship certificate. Review eligibility as newlyweds or a married applicant. Check whether a detailed certificate is required. Copy of a bank book in the applicant's name. Pay the subsidy. The account holder's name must match the applicant's name. Local government application form and pledge. Verify duplicate assistance and eligibility. Use the latest forms attached to the notice. If the applicant has no income or National Tax Service data, has not yet been finalized, alternative documents such as a certificate of no reported income or pay statements may be required. Rather than omitting documents at your own discretion, it is safer to ask the responsible department whether alternatives are acceptable. 2026 Application Procedure 1. Check the return guarantee status, check the guarantee provider, guarantee number, guarantee period, rental deposit, and guarantee fee paid on the guarantee certificate. If the guarantee has already expired or been canceled, the applicant may not meet the requirements as of the application date. 2. Check the applicant category and income. Determine whether you qualify as a young applicant, newlyweds, or another eligible applicant. Because the age requirement for young applicants and the duration of marriage for newlyweds are often calculated as of the application date, the date of birth and marriage registration date must be assessed under the standards in the notice. 3. Prepare current documents. Prepare documents issued within the validity period set by the local government. Also confirm that the applicant, tenant, and account holder names shown on the guarantee certificate and payment confirmation match one another. 4. Check the notice from your local government search for rental deposit return guarantee fee subsidy on the city, county, or district website. Be sure to check the following: the 2026 application opening and closing dates, whether applications are accepted through December 31 or close early, when funds are exhausted, whether online, in person, or mail applications are available, whether eligibility is based on the resident registration address or the location of the rented home, the responsible department's telephone number, and whether applications are currently being accepted, accepted document issuance periods, and additional forms. Some regions may connect their application process to public portals such as Government 24, but the actual application channel varies by region. Do not assume that there is a single nationwide application page. Use the official channel listed in the relevant local government's notice. 5. Respond to supplementation requests and confirm payment. Keep the application number or application details. If additional documents are requested during the review, submit them within the specified period. After the payment decision is issued, check the deposit history of the account in the applicant's name. The fact that an application has been received does not mean that the subsidy has been approved. How to check the application deadline and remaining budget? Because the 2026 program is funded through each local government's budget, application periods and remaining funds may differ. Even if some regions accept applications through December 31, they may close applications early if funds are exhausted first. The following steps can be used to check the exact status. Check whether the notice on the city, county, or district website was posted or updated in 2026. Look in the notice for phrases such as when funds are exhausted, first come, first served, or applications closed. If only old notices appear in search results, contact the responsible housing welfare or housing department to ask whether applications are currently being accepted. Even if the online application page is open, this may not mean that funds remain, so reconfirm whether applications can still be submitted. If you are preparing to move or renew your lease, it is advisable to check the guarantee enrollment date and when you may apply before obtaining documents. If you enroll in the guarantee shortly before applications close, you may not have enough time to prepare income documents or proof of guarantee fee payment. Easily overlooked issues regarding guarantee enrollment and renewal timing: the guarantee fee subsidy is separate post-enrollment assistance from enrollment in the return guarantee itself. Enrolling in a guarantee does not result in automatic payment of the subsidy. A separate application must be submitted to the local government. In particular, the following timing discrepancies may result in rejection or requests for additional documents. The guarantee was obtained, but the guarantee period ended before the subsidy application was submitted. The lease was renewed, but only the previous guarantee certificate was submitted. The guarantee fee was paid in installments or at a discount, making the amount actually paid different from the amount shown on the guarantee certificate. The resident registration address does not match the address on the lease agreement. After a move, the applicant married or moved into a different age bracket after enrolling in the guarantee. Changing the applicable applicant category income data for the relevant year has not yet been issued, requiring alternative proof specified in the notice if the lease was renewed or the guarantee provider changed. Prepare the latest guarantee certificate together with the actual payment records. If it is unclear which guarantee fee is eligible for assistance, check with the responsible local government department before applying. Cases that may be excluded from assistance: the following cases may generally result in ineligibility or duplicate assistance issues. The detailed exclusion criteria in the notice issued by the applicant's local government are definitive. The applicant owns a home as of the application date. The rental deposit or annual income exceeds the threshold. The return guarantee has expired or been canceled, or payment of the guarantee fee cannot be proven. The tenant is a corporation rather than an individual. The applicant resides in housing excluded under the notice, such as a rental home owned by a registered rental business operator. The same guarantee fee has already been subsidized under another program. The applicant falls into a category excluded from assistance under the notice, such as a foreign national or overseas Korean national. The application is submitted after the local government's budget has been exhausted. Difference between guarantee fee assistance and a deposit return claim: guarantee fee assistance reimburses the cost of enrolling in a guarantee. It is different from the process of claiming payment of the deposit from the guarantee provider when the landlord fails to return it. Category guarantee fee assistance claim for performance under the deposit return guarantee purpose: reduce the burden of the guarantee fee paid by the tenant, recover a deposit not returned by the landlord. Application submitted to local government guarantee provider with which the applicant enrolled. Key requirements: income, non-homeownership, deposit and budget criteria, guarantee event, and provider-specific performance requirements. Payment coverage: all or part of the guarantee fee paid. Rental deposit recognized under the guarantee terms. Therefore, even if the guarantee fee was subsidized. If a guarantee event occurs, the applicant must follow the separate performance procedures of the HUG, HF, or SGI guarantee in which they enrolled.